Hello, this is Doug Belshaw. I wrote my latest blog post for DML Central recently. It's called Extending Badges, and I thought I'd read that to you now. So I've been writing for DML Central for the past 2 or 3 years, and this is kind of a MacArthur Foundation-funded thing, and there's lots of really interesting people who write for DML Central, like Howard Rheingold and Kathy Davidson and Ben Williamson, and lots of really interesting stuff on there. So if you've never seen DML Central, do go and have a look, dmlcentral.net. So I tend to write on there about open badges, about digital literacies, and in the past I've written about mobile learning and some privacy stuff as well. But this particular blog post, this came out of the new version 1.1 specification for open badges. And I recognise the fact that when a new technical specification comes out, it's very difficult for people who aren't technically minded, aren't particularly interested in the ins and outs of APIs and all that kind of stuff, to understand the implications and how it might be useful. So what I thought I'd do in this blog post is explain how it might be useful in terms of the social and pedagogical things that teachers, educators, those who will be using open badges might be interested in. So here we are. This is Extending Badges on dmlcentral.net. At the beginning of this month, the Badge Alliance published version 1.1 of the Open Badges specification. This is a technical reference for developers. However, it has exciting, far-reaching pedagogical and social possibilities that are worth highlighting. In this post, I want to explore just a couple of these, mapping and endorsement. So first of all, mapping. The Open Badges specification has always included a standard set of metadata fields that organizations use to issue badges. These include things like the name, what the badge is called, the description, what the badge is for, criteria, what individuals have to do to earn the badge, and evidence, the work that the individual did to earn the badge. So that's great, but what happens when an organization wants to add information over and above what's included as standard? Well, this is where extensions come in. And when you go to the Open Badges specification website, it says the 1.1 version of the Open Badges specification introduces extensions as a means for issuers to add additional metadata to badge objects beyond what the standard specifies itself. Additional properties are allowed without using extensions, but extensions allow issuers to declare how they are adding information so they can be understood by others, and other issuers can add the same sort of information in a compatible way. End quotation. Let's bring this to life with an example. Imagine a city-wide initiative for credentialing digital skills. Perhaps it's something like the Cities of Learning initiative with a diverse range of providers. So organizations involved might be interested in using an extension that includes where the individual carried out the activities that led to the badge being issued. So along with the name of the place, this would be even more powerful if the latitude, the longitude, the elevation was also included. Just consider a field trip, along with the evidence captured, so images, videos, audio. It'll be a really rich picture of an individual's achievement. Previously, geographic data could have been arbitrarily added to the badge evidence page by the issuer. However, as a community-approved extension, it becomes something that's processed, understood, and exchanged in the wider badging ecosystem. It's adding to the standard in a way that benefits everybody. So for more on this, check out the JSON-LD website. Endorsement. There are several different ways in which the term endorsement is used in various sectors. Here, though, it's being used as a way for third party, that could be individuals or organizations, to lend their support to a badge. So this is most likely to be in terms of brand recognition. So an example might be a teacher-issued badge is endorsed by their institution, a maker badge is endorsed by a brand or celebrity in the field, or a badge is endorsed by industry lead bodies in a similar way to kite marks. There are many, many other ways this could work. At the moment, endorsement is indicated through the visual design of the badge and any arbitrary information added to existing metadata fields. Excitingly, through the new extensions functionality, those inspecting the issued badge could be certain that the badge had been endorsed by the person or organization that's been referenced. So this might happen through an equivalence to the issuer field. I'll just put some code in the blog post showing some how that works in terms of specification. But instead of issuer, it would mention endorser, and the URL would point back to the specific mention on the endorser's website of the particular badge being endorsed. And not only would the badge come with the backing of the original issuing organization, but it would have additional weight provided by the endorsing organization or individual. More about endorsement can be found on a presentation by Nate Otto, linked to from the blog post. Conclusion. This has been a slightly technical explanation of how a new innovation that could have a lot of social and pedagogical benefits could work. The documentation around the Open Badger specification and JSON-LD is excellent, meaning that even with my limited technical skills, I managed to propose an extension. It's worth knowing what's possible, even if you're solely focused on learning design. If you're interested in any of it specifically, or Open Badgers more generally, why not get involved in the community?